Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think so many people don't feel like they're experiencing the love of God because they're not allowing themselves to experience it through other people. And I think it's others that can look us in the eye and remind us of our identity. And when we feel the love of God through others, sometimes that's just seemingly more tangible than it is maybe when we're on our own. I mean, God created us to live in community, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're not supposed to be isolated. Yeah, I think one of the faster ways to realize your true identity is to surround yourself with people who, you know, will look you in the eye and tell you, you're a child of God.
Wow. Someone once said that the wolves pick off the sheep that wander from the flock. And so it's like they're the least safe when you're wandering out on your own. We need each other for so many reasons. And
absolutely.
You make a distinction in the book between what finding your way back to God is and isn't. I want to read a few of these statements and have you unpack them a little bit. You say finding your way back to God is not about getting your act together or getting more religious, and it's not about cleaning yourself up or just becoming a better person. Unpack that a little bit for the person who, for whom that's maybe new information.
Well, you know, Scripture says it's by grace we are saved, right?
Yeah.
Through faith, right? It's not of ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to earn or gain it. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that we won't boast. So there's nothing that we can do to earn God's favor. The only reason we have an opportunity to be in relationship with God is because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus, that he loved us enough that he was willing to send his son. You know, the most quoted scripture in all of the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. And so we so think that we have to get our act together or be good enough or, you know, I don't know enough or I need to change this or change that. And instead, God's saying, no, just come as you are. Come as you are. Just like, talk to me, spend time with me, relate to me, pray to me, tell me what you're feeling. Let's have some interaction. Let's have a relationship. And then over time, you know, you'll begin to maybe see some of those places where your longings are taking you away from me. Even though you're in relationship with me, you'll still pursue those longings down paths that'll you know, kind of draw you away from me, but I'll help you come back. I'll help you come back over and over again, because again, this is a life growing process, but you get in on this journey. You start praying that prayer, you know, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me, and you'll find that I am.
Amazing grace. How can it be? You know, when you think about that, you're going to wander, but I'm going to make a way back for you. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, this same God who breathed the stars in place, to me, it's like, if you lack a sense of intimacy with God and even picturing him in that close to you, picture him laughing at one of your jokes. You know what I mean? Because
right,
I'm pretty sure he would, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. I know he laughs at my jokes anyway. So,
right.
I think, anyway. Okay, you said finding your way back to God is not about eliminating all your doubts. I love that you said that. And finding your way back to God is not about cutting a deal with God or figuring out a way to get him to accept you so you'll go to heaven when you die. You already unpacked the grace aspect. But the doubt thing, I think people, because doubts have not been allowed to be part of the conversation, people go underground with their doubts and they go away with their doubts. And you're saying finding a way back doesn't mean that you have to eliminate those. In fact, God's the one who will help you unpack those. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.